Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people and organizations that make an impact around Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm your host this week, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for joining me. Later on in this hour, we'll catch up with Leslie Clay, Vice President of Development of the Warren Center. The Warren Center is a nonprofit agency with locations in Richardson, Garland, and Carrollton that advocates services and empowers the children and families impacted by developmental delays and disabilities. But first, it's tax season. Oh, yes, it's tax season and it's here. And a lot of people in North Texas can't afford accounting advice, so we want to help. Get Your Refund is a free program offered by Code for America where you get your IRS certified support. Joining us is Annalise Grimm, Associate Program Director for Code for America. How are you doing, Annalise?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And can you first tell us a little bit about what this is all about? We're talking about Get Your Refund.
Absolutely. So Code for America, we're a nonprofit that makes government work for people in the digital age. And what that means basically is that we help people access government services. And we created getyourrefund.org, which is a free tax filing website to connect working families with IRS certified tax preparers from the VITA program. That's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, to help them get their stimulus checks and other tax credits like the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. So, and if you're not familiar with EITC, I can tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, please do.
So EITC is actually the largest benefit for workers, and it's one of the two most effective anti-poverty programs in the United States. But to receive that money, you have to claim it on a tax return, and that's where things start to get challenging. So we were shocked at Code for America to learn that one in five eligible households for EITC aren't claiming it, and that's in total across the country about $10.5 billion that low-income families and middle-income families are leaving on the table every single year. And now with the stimulus also being delivered via taxes, even more money is left on the table. And folks are missing out because outreach, telling people about this money, isn't enough. We actually need to make it easier for people to file their taxes so they can access those benefits. And right now it's really unnecessarily complicated and confusing for people to file. And often the people who really need those tax credits the most are the ones who also face the highest barriers to filing their taxes. And we thought that was wrong. We wanted to make sure that access to tax benefits that people had earned from the government should be free and simple and easy. And so we built Get Your Refund to directly help families file their taxes, claim the benefits that they've worked really hard for, and really have the kind of economic justice that millions of Americans deserve. So we're working with our partners in the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program to do that for you through Get Your Refund.
Annalise, I think you're going to have to say that once again, because my jaw dropped when you announced how much money is being left on the table. Can you say that again for all of our listeners who want to make sure they heard you correctly?
Yes. Every single year, our best estimate is that $10.5 billion is left on the table every year. And it's actually significantly more than that this year and last year because the stimulus adds on to that. So we're working hard to get a better estimate for what that means, but it's in the tens of billions of dollars. It could be somewhere around $30, $40 billion that'll be left on the table.
Okay, so Code for America came along when, and once again, how do you guys help everybody get that money that's being left on the table?
Yeah, so I can give you a little bit of a history of
Oh, take
where
your time.
This program came from. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we learned about the EITC, the tax credit that we're talking about here, and wanted to understand if all that money was left on the table, why were people missing out on it? I mean, wouldn't people who need money claim the money from the government, right?
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like not knowing about scholarships or, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I got a kid that might want to go to college, but they don't have a scholarship. And then you find out there's all these different scholarships available, or there's always different ways if you're a 501c3 to get some funding, but you just don't know about it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the tax credits that are going to big businesses, they're not missing out on those. They've got lawyers that are making sure they take advantage of every single tax credit that they have access to.
Yeah.
And low-income people also have tax credits that they have earned and are eligible for. And our goal is to make sure that they access every single one of those and get their money, right? So we started talking to people about why this was happening. And we learned a few really interesting things. So first, there are a lot of folks who aren't required by law to file their taxes. Typically, they make less than about $12,000 a year. And they figure, if I don't have to file taxes, why would I? They don't realize that if they did file taxes, they could actually get money back, right? So that's the first big thing. And then second, this is a bit of a surprise to us, but it's really important and I think makes a lot of sense. A lot of people don't file because of emotional hardship interrupting their life. So taxes really put on paper whatever hardship people are experiencing. So that's potentially like a loss of job or a divorce, a death in the family, especially this year with the pandemic. There are a lot of folks who are engaging with these really difficult things as they're trying to do their taxes. And we have to recognize that taxes bring up those heavy emotions. We have to be ready with really supportive services to help people overcome that barrier.
So I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. You see your life reflected on paper, and sometimes, you know, your life over the past couple of years has been really tough. So taxes are important in that way too. And then third is fear of the IRS. People are overwhelmed by trying to understand the sometimes ambiguous consequences of filing and struggle to understand how tax filing impacts the broader financial picture. So how does this interact with child support payments or student loans or public assistance that they might be on? And they need somebody to coach them through the process and answer their questions. And we do that through Get Your Refund. And then lastly, frankly, trustworthy, affordable help with your taxes is hard to find. There are a lot of services out there that say that they are free, that aren't free, and other really good services that aren't easily available where you are, when you need it, especially right now where we're all trying to figure out how to do all these things from home. And so one thing that we really learned is that our research showed that outreach alone, telling people about this money that's available, is not enough to overcome those challenges. And people who have the right to access these benefits really need better tax prep services that are trustworthy, that are clarifying, free, thorough, that are available wherever they are, whenever they need them. And that's what we set out to build with Get Your Refund.
We're talking with Annalise Grimm, Associate Program Director for Code for America. So again, you talked about the fear factor of the IRS. There's a lot of people who are afraid that they will, if they personally do their IRS tax return, that they might put the wrong number down or the wrong decimal point, and then they get taxed by the IRS. Can you talk again about why they should trust Code for America doing this?
Absolutely. So Code for America is actually new to tax prep, so it's not us that you have to trust as much as the wonderful partners at the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So this program has been around for quite a while. I want to say, you know, decades, I think about 25 years or so. And it's IRS-certified volunteers that are based out of community-based organizations near you. So they're all over our communities across the United States, and they're well-trained and actually have higher accuracy rates than many paid preparers out there. So this is one of the highest quality tax prep services you can get access to. And they double-check every single return and make sure that people's returns are filed correctly. So the way that Get Your Refund works is that you come to their website and we match you to a volunteer through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and they actually work with you to prepare your taxes.
And so these are trained IRS certified volunteers.
That's right. They have to go through training every single year, and so you submit your information online. One person has a conversation with you on the phone and really goes over everything, makes sure that they have all the information and it's correct. You can ask questions there. So if when you're filling out the online form, you had questions, you can ask those at that point. And then they actually have a second person who goes through and does a quality review to make sure that you didn't miss out on anything and that everything is just exactly how you need it. And in the event that there were some question that were to come up later, they also handle things like an audit if that were to come up, or amendments if there's a change that needs to be made. So it's really a great support for communities. And our goal through Get Your Refund was to make that wonderful service be available online.
And it is online at getyourrefund.com, correct?
.org. Getyourrefund.org.
Please repeat that again for everybody when I misspoke.
This is all available online at getyourrefund.org.
And you know what? .org also makes people feel comfortable. It makes them feel like, okay, this is something that I can trust. So this is about filing assistance for families earning less than $66,000 a year and some individuals?
That's right. And actually, at the website, we have a quick screen that will allow you to check your eligibility. If we find that you're not eligible, so if you're making more than $66,000, we have a link there that will give you access to free tax filing software that is fully free and can handle pretty much any situation you can throw at it. So you don't have to worry about trying to navigate some of the sort of complex ways of getting free tax software. We've got it right there for you on the website. So really anyone can go to the website and find a great way to do their taxes for free.
Speaking of qualifying, the stimulus checks will be going out in the next few weeks. How does that impact what you're doing? And should people, I know a lot of people are probably waiting to file their taxes until they get their stimulus checks if they're eligible.
It actually should be the opposite way around. So you want to make sure that everybody gets their stimulus check. And the only way to get your stimulus check is to have a record on file with the IRS.
There you go.
If you filed last year, they have your name and they've got your contact information and hopefully your bank account for a direct deposit, the fastest way to get your money. And so you'll get that stimulus check. But if you haven't done that yet, then actually the fastest way to get your stimulus is to file your taxes. And we can help you do that.
And can you tell everybody again who this program benefits most?
This program is really designed and benefits most people who are doing their taxes for the first time. So it's very detailed, hands-on support. We call it full service. And you're going to talk to someone who's a tax expert, and they'll walk you through the whole process step by step. It's available on a mobile phone, so you don't even need a computer to do it. You can just take pictures of your tax documents to upload them to the website. And we're really trying to reach those folks that might be pretty low income, you know, maybe making $10,000 a year, but are missing out on these huge tax benefits. In some cases, like I have a case here in California where a mom with, making $10,000 a year with one kid last year would have brought home about $8,000 through tax credits. Well, so almost doubling her income. And then this year with the new stimulus bill that hopefully will be signed any minute now, we're talking, you know, way more than that. So it's really a huge opportunity for folks.
And, you know, a lot of people are I call it the new normal, because a lot of people have been working at home and a lot of people have been doing most things through their lives online, whether it's ordering food or, you know, Uber or Uber Eats or even Amazon or the different people who will bring the products to you. Can you talk about how what you're doing is so much easier during these times as opposed to going to some consultant or a CPA?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you can order something on your phone, if you can take a picture and send it to a relative, those are exactly the tools that you need and the skills that you need in order to be able to engage with the volunteers who get your refund. So, we really want folks to not be intimidated and to know that they can't really make a mistake. So if they start the process, they're not sure how to answer a question in the initial intake, they're going to get a chance to talk to actually two different people on the phone to make sure that they didn't miss anything and they got every single question answered. So we really encourage folks to just give it a try. And even if you're pretty new to digital services, we are an organization that has really built our expertise in helping low-income people, elderly folks, people with disabilities access digital services. So we have a lot of experience in how to ask questions in a really simple, straightforward way, and we used those skills to build Get Your Refund as well.
Now, I asked you about Code for America and how it started. Can you talk about the Get Your Refund idea? And we talked about the money left on the table. The IRS is trying to give people for their tax, you know, to basically pay them what they're supposed to be paid, but no one seems to be going after. Can you talk about the history of Get Your Refund and who came up with the idea necessarily of getyourrefund.org?
Yeah. So Code for America became interested in the earned income tax credit because it was the biggest source of money that low-income people theoretically had access to, but were struggling to get. We wanted to understand why that was happening. And so when we looked out on the landscape of, you know, what are the different services that are available out there that can help people do their taxes, we found this program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. People typically refer to it as VITA. That is fabulous. It's really high quality tax prep. It's based in community organizations that people trust. And it has a long reputation of being there for communities and helping people access the EITC. But VITA programs were really struggling to meet demand and often were available maybe on a Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock and would have a line around the block with people waiting in line to have their taxes done for free. And so we thought, would it be possible for us to collaborate with the VITA program to make it easier for people to access the amazing services that they offer? So in Texas, for example, there are several organizations that we're working with, North Texas United Way, Baker Ripley, Foundation Communities, United Way of Southern Cameron County, United Way of Denton County. They've been serving people through the VITA program, and we're helping them do that online. So our team, just about 2 years ago, started talking with these VITA programs about whether we could help them bring those services online. And frankly, it happened all just right before the pandemic. We wanted to do a really tiny little pilot program with a few VITA sites to see if they could serve people digitally through their mobile phones. And then the pandemic hit, and we realized, gosh, all these VITA sites have had to close because of the pandemic. Can we scale up, get your refund? Can we make it available all over the country, not just in a couple places? And we reached out. Now we're working with over 100 VITA sites, and 6,000 volunteers are in the system ready to help people prepare their taxes. And really have learned through the pandemic that digital services can work for people, that lots of folks who might be a little initially intimidated to do something through their phone can figure it out with a little bit of extra support, and we're there to help you if you get stuck.
This is absolutely amazing. Again, we're talking with Annalise Grimm, the Associate Program Director for Code for America, and the organization we want you to be well aware of and finding online is www.getyourrefund.org. You mentioned doing the taxes. A lot of people think 2020 taxes, oh, I didn't even file for 2019, 2018, or 2017. Can you talk about how you guys can help with back taxes?
Oh, we love to help people with back taxes. One of the things that I learned, so I'm actually new to tax prep. I'm not even a tax expert. My job is to coordinate the tax experts with the people. So don't ask me tax questions. I won't be able to answer them.
Right.
One of the things that we've learned is that I kept thinking, you know, who are these volunteers that want to spend their Saturdays helping people do their taxes? Why would someone be motivated to do such a thing? That doesn't sound very fun. And what I learned in meeting these amazing volunteers is that when they help somebody with back taxes in particular, it is one of the most fulfilling things they can do. So I also want to encourage people to think about becoming a volunteer with the VITA program because it's so amazing. We have families, they haven't filed their taxes for like 3 years, and maybe each year they could have gotten $6,000. We can help them go back and file in the past. So folks are bringing in, you know, theoretically, we haven't actually had somebody do this, but theoretically we could have people bring in like $20,000.
Wow.
Because they never filed, and we can help them go back and file. And all of that can be done remotely. So when you first start on getyourrefund.org, it'll ask you for which years you need to prepare your taxes. You just click, you know, I didn't file in 2017. I didn't file in 2019. And then you take pictures of your documents, upload those. We match you to the VITA volunteer. They help you go through the process, ask all the questions for all those years, and then we can file everything at once.
You know, you mentioned about what do the volunteers get out of this, the ones who help people file their taxes, and you said the sense of fulfillment and they're so happy. It's like a teacher. I always tell when I talk to kids, I say, you know what, the teachers aren't doing this for the money. They're doing this because they love to see you succeed. That's their enjoyment.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no feeling. I get this a little bit, you know, third party, I get to witness it. But to have somebody who is really struggling right now. Maybe they've lost a job. They've had changes in their family. Maybe they've lost a family member. We actually had a client just yesterday who was literally in labor, a low-income mom in labor, and she was able to do her taxes with a volunteer while she was in labor.
Wow.
Over Get Your Refund and get $4,000. And so it just made that volunteer feel so good to be able to help somebody in their time of need in such an important life moment, be able to sort of lay the groundwork for their new family. So it's such a rewarding thing for the volunteers and such a great opportunity for folks to work with someone, often someone right in their community who's willing to help them do their taxes.
And you say there's tax experts here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who've been helping with this organization as well.
That's right. Yeah, we've got several partners all across Texas, and we're really, really grateful to have them in the Get Your Refund platform.
This is so amazing. And I got to say this again, because this is tax season. And sometimes for a lot of people, you mentioned this earlier, it could be mentally exhausting or emotionally exhausting as well. There's all kinds of reasons people procrastinate or don't even do it at all. And then they say, oh, I'm on the lam because I didn't file my taxes. This is actually a service where you can help people. And say this again for those who might have missed the beginning of the show. You literally know of billions of dollars that are set aside for people on tax refunds. Could you break that down once again? Because I want to make sure everybody hears this, because there's so many people right now after this very tough year of the pandemic and may have gotten laid off or downsized in their job, or even their income has been shortened. All kinds of things where they say, man, I could use some help.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The people who are missing out the most are those who sort of have that guilt of, oh gosh, I know I'm supposed to be doing this thing. Maybe I needed to file. I didn't file. I'm stressed out about it. Really, for those folks, this is the biggest opportunity, because for low and middle income workers, the EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit, is a huge benefit that has existed for years. And every single year, $10.5 billion across the United States is left on the table because people aren't filing taxes and claiming that money. And so our goal is really to help folks claim for every single year that they've missed out on. We want to make sure you get your money. And then this year, with the stimulus payments that came at the end of last year and then the one that's being passed right now, there's going to be even more money that you can't access unless you filed your taxes. And so GetYourRefund.org is designed to help you make sure you get every cent you've earned, and that we've decided as a country that we want to make sure we're supporting all low and middle income families. We want to reduce child poverty. The way to do that is to actually deliver the folks the money that they've earned. And we do that through the tax code.
I love the way you put that. And again, this is a gig economy. It's been a gig economy for lower income people for the last 10 or 15 years. And there are a lot of people who feel like, oh my God, I didn't file my taxes last year or a couple of years ago, and now there's going to be consequences. Well, you're saying the consequences is you could be getting a refund.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's just that simple. And where can they go again to get this information and try to get their refund? Can you say the website once again?
Yes, please come visit us at getyourrefund.org, and we'll be there to answer all your questions if you get stuck. We promise it's an easy process. All you need to do is go online, fill out a couple questions, take pictures of your tax documents. You can chat with us if you have questions about any of the questions we're asking you on the site. And then we'll match you with a volunteer who can talk you through the whole process and get your taxes filed for you.
I mentioned people who procrastinate. I want to ask this again, because some people say, oh, April 15th passed and I'm too late. Is there a deadline like April 15th for this thing?
That is a great question. So April 15th is an important deadline for people who owe their taxes in particular. But especially if you're owed a refund, you can file it anytime.
Ding, so ding, ding, ding.
We encourage folks to do it before April 15th and to really start the process right away. Sometimes there can be a little bit of back and forth with you and the volunteer to get questions answered and things, and sometimes it can take a couple weeks. So we recommend that folks get started right away, because first, we just want to get your money as fast as possible. But also, the site's going to be open through October 15th. So that's really the deadline you need to have in your mind. You can keep filing until then.
Annalise, you are a lifesaver. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And we hope to see all your folks on getyourrefund.org.
I think we're going to have to visit with you again before October 15th.
I love that.
Excellent. That's Annalise Grimm, Associate Program Director for Code for America. Thank you, Annalise.
Thank you.
We are now joined by Leslie Clay, the Vice President of Development for the Warren Center. How are you doing this morning, Leslie?
I'm doing great. How about you, Chris?
Doing wonderful. First
Good.
Of all, tell us all about the Warren Center, this nonprofit organization.
Okay. The Warren Center is a nonprofit organization that provides evaluations, therapy services, and support to children and families impacted by developmental delays and disabilities. We're actually founded in 1968, and since our founding, we have provided services to more than 24,000 children in our area. So we focus on early childhood intervention, which means we see children ages birth until just before their eighth birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the therapy services include speech therapy, feeding therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, specialized skills training, and we have social workers and nutritionists on staff. So for the children under the age of three, we provide free professional evaluations, and we do their therapies in their natural environment, meaning that we go in and provide the therapy services in their home, in their daycare, grandmother's house, wherever they spend the most of their time and they play and learn. Then the children ages three through eight, we serve at one of our office locations in Garland, Richardson, and Carrollton. In our last fiscal year, we provided close to 31,000 hours in therapy. And we see children with an array of conditions and concerns, and we're there to help the family no matter what.
Now, the Warren Center has been around for like 50 years.
And
can you talk about how it was founded and about why there's such a need there? Because a lot of people may not know that you're around.
Right. Sometimes I refer to us as kind of the best kept secret because we've been around since 1968. That's like 53 years.
Mm.
It was founded because in 1968, there just weren't that many services available for children with developmental delays or disabilities. So like a lot of nonprofit organizations, a group of dedicated individuals, in our case, it included a lot of parents, got together and saw a need for their children and founded the Warren Center. So that's how we started. And we started out in Richardson. Our main office is in Richardson. As I mentioned earlier, we have an office in Carrollton, and we also have an office in Garland. Our early childhood intervention program, which serves the children birth through age three, we actually cover children or provide services to children in 48 zip codes in Dallas County.
Wow.
And then the services for the children ages three through eight, those children are not bound by geography. So we get people from all over the Metroplex for those services. One thing that makes us very unique is that we use a holistic approach when working with the family. We involve the entire family in therapy. We coach the parents. It's a hands-on model for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach techniques during the sessions that the parents can use in their everyday lives when we're not there. So that's very unique. And also we look at what is best for this child and this family. In fact, we have a fantastic piece of artwork that hangs in every one of our offices that says, what is best for this child and this family? We're looking and crafting an individual therapy program,
mm-hmm.
work with the families. This gets reviewed all the time. But we do more than just beyond the physical, occupational therapy, et cetera. Because let's be honest, if you've got some basic needs of food, clothing, shelter, you need some assistance, sometimes, you know, therapy is not the first thing on your mind.
Right.
We can have a therapist go out, you know, on a Friday afternoon and mom is there. Dad has left. There's no diapers. There's no formula. Well, it's going to be real hard to keep your mind on therapy. So our staff are all trained to help people with their basic needs, that they might, and hook them up with community resources and whatever they need in their lives. And so we work with a lot of community partners for that, and we love our community partners that help us serve our families.
You mentioned the community partners. Can you name some of their names? And let's give them a shout-out if we can.
Well, we've got, we work with a lot of food pantries. Of course, you know, we're also working with people in the areas in which they live, the food pantries. Mm-hmm. And we work with Head Start programs. Of course, we work extensively with the school districts and, some of the universities with working with interns for our therapists, et cetera. So, also to the corporations who help support us by providing volunteers and financial support. So we, it really does take a whole village to help all of our families, and we really appreciate it.
I love the way that the Warren Center likes to empower the families and the children impacted by the developmental delays and disabilities. Mm-hmm. Are some of these delays and disabilities noticed once they go to pre-K? Is that when a lot of families realize that their kids need a little bit more help?
Yes, and then some. So we get a lot of referrals from physicians' offices. Some developmental differences and delays are noticed at birth. Sometimes it's in preschool. Sometimes even when a child starts kindergarten, it just depends. It really does.
And if you notice something different with your child, or they've been diagnosed that they need some help, how difficult is it for some families to reach out? Because I know sometimes they're concerned, but then they get frozen.
Sure. And people should not be concerned about reaching out. As I said earlier, our services for children age 3 and under, evaluations are provided free of charge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're just a little concerned about your child, don't hesitate. Contact us. You can visit our website at thewarrencenter.org. You can call us 972-490-9055. You can request services, learn more about our services. Don't hesitate, because studies have shown that about 90% of our brain development occurs before the age of 5. And we believe the earlier you can start intervention services, the better for your child. So don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we will also help you find services that you need. Maybe you're outside of our area, of our service area. Mm-hmm. We'll help you find somebody in your service area. That's okay. We also do that.
Can you give an example of, I know every case is different, but is it like that you come by and you set up a schedule with the family to spend time with the child?
We have, we would set up an appointment for an evaluation, and, like most people, COVID and working from home and safer at home order that started last March affected how we do our therapy. So now the majority of our things are done teletherapy, telehealth, using Zoom. But you can set up an evaluation, and we can get that done for you and maybe put your mind at ease. And we see children, everything from children who have a stutter to children with a lot of different issues. And some of our children are only with us for 6 months. That's okay. Then they don't need us anymore. Whatever issue has been resolved and they're going on. And then we have children that are with us for several years, depending on their therapeutic needs.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, because there's a lot of kids, they're self-conscious, especially when they're young, and they know that they're a little bit different and they just need some confidence. Can you talk about some of those situations?
Oh, let's see. I tell you, one of my favorite stories, there was a little boy who was 4, didn't talk. But there was no reason. They hadn't. So he came in for speech therapy and spent an hour with the therapist. And was able to sign to his mother that he wanted more. He wanted some more juice. That was the first time he'd been able to communicate. And you think about a child learns to communicate, it opens up their whole world to them.
Mm-hmm.
And to everybody else around them. And it was just, it's one of those stories that kind of touches your heart. You realize how much was available to that child once he was able to communicate with the people around him in his world. Made all the difference.
You know, you mentioned this past year with COVID, it changed a lot of people's lives. It changed a lot of business structure, how they were able to, you know, maintain their services. You mentioned that you're on Zoom. Can you talk about what it was like for the Warren Center a year ago when everything shut down and what everybody was thinking of? How can we still reach our families and our kids? Can you talk us through about what it was like for you guys?
Sure. So we shut down our, you know, when they issued the, when Judge Clay Jenkins issued the Safer at Home order on the 24th, we shut down and went into immediate action. So we physically closed our three offices on a Friday. And by Monday, we were up and running with secure video conferencing, telehealth, using Zoom for our clients, which hats off to our therapists to be able to, I hate to use that word, pivot, because we've all, that's one of those words everybody's so tired of hearing, pivot.
Right.
For the past year, pivot.
It's kind of like so the new normal. That's the other
new normal, a pivot. Oh, you're like, oh, please. But they didn't miss a beat. And, you know, 57% of the children that we serve through the Warren Center come from extremely low and low income families. And these families were hit hard by COVID. We have had families that have either had a reduction or loss of family income.
Mm-hmm.
We've continued, you know, many of our clients do not pay for services, or they may have a sliding scale of like $5 a month for all the therapies, hours of therapy that they need. But if the families were not able to even pay a small stipend, or if they had lost insurance, we continue to provide those services free of charge. 60% of the children that we see have Medicaid benefits. But we don't want to turn away any child who qualifies for our services because of a lack of insurance or family's inability to pay. And we have some wonderful, wonderful donors and supporters throughout this community that make it possible for us to continue to serve children, because we want every child to reach their greatest potential. So we were kind of like anybody else. We were, all right, we're working from home. And so we had the teletherapy. I moved into, basically my dining room has become, my office. It's not like we were having dinner parties, but
sure.
Anyway.
It was available.
That's right. But we also saw in the first 6 months of the Safer at Home order that we were getting a lot more requests for just basic needs. I mean, we helped people get a birth certificate. You know, that was hard when a lot of offices were closed.
Mm-hmm.
People needed help with groceries. They needed help with diapers. They needed help with job banks. And we provided access or instances, more than 12,000 instances of helping people with basic needs last year. And that was a big uptick. And 600 of those people were not even clients of ours.
Wow.
They were people that just reached out from the community and
heard of mouth.
Not be able to help.
Word of mouth.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. But we wanted to be there for children and for the families. And we are providing some, just a few in therapy sessions, but we're adhering to the CDC safety guidelines. And the majority of our sessions are still by Zoom and telehealth.
You know,
we're doing.
You mentioned, and by the way, we're talking with Leslie Clay, the Vice President of Development for the Warren Center. And Leslie, you mentioned that, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, everybody had to make the adjustments, and you just kind of casually mentioned that some of the family, some of your clients, they developed COVID. Everybody either had coworkers I'm talking about that they know of or family members they know of across the country that got COVID. How did that impact how you dealt with certain family situations? You mentioned there are other families that needed other things, but when, let's say, you have a client or a family says, you know, our kid needs help, but his dad's got COVID, what would you say and how do you handle that?
Well, we're going to find in the community resources of what they need. And again, we're following CDC guidelines with, you know, masking, and the teletherapy helped us, you know, kids continue to receive their the therapy services they needed without having to have the therapist in the home.
Right. But but I'm saying, you know, how sometimes the family would be kind of startled and say, I don't know if you can still see my kid because somebody, not see it, but, you know, the Zoom. But it's kind of like you're their friend now. You know what I mean? And they tell you things.
But there are those relationships, very close relationships that develop with their therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to help our families with what they need and help them find the services that they need.
Did it? Did you get an extra number of clients and kids that needed help because people were stopped down and all of a sudden they might have noticed more about their families?
That is a possibility. We saw a few numbers drop in the beginning because you know, parents are also trying to handle their children's schoolwork.
Right.
Or lack. We had a lot of families that didn't have devices.
You know, you're right. I'm glad you're bringing that up because there might be a limited number of devices and kids have to do school virtually as well.
Exactly. So we had some donors and our board members helped us and secured some donations of tablets.
Mm-hmm.
St. Andrew Methodist Church in Plano secured us several tablets that we could lend to our family in so that they could still, you know, so they had a device to be able to work with our therapist. We had board members that helped us secure hotspots, et cetera, so that if the families wanted to continue with telehealth, they had a way to do that.
You know, this past calendar year, it's been all kinds of trials and tribulation, you know, economically, and of course, with the coronavirus itself. But I've also noticed that there's been a lot of compassion. There've been a lot of people who've been more understanding of others' situations. Have you noticed that as well?
Yes, and I've been working in nonprofits more than 20 years, and I have always said that DFW. And the Dallas community, the whole Metroplex area, we have one of the most giving communities.
Yes.
We always have been. And, you know, people really stepped up to help others, and that warms my heart. You know, you see, people just wanted to help other people. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that in Dallas County alone, there are over 100,000 children under the age of 18 with developmental delays or disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful that a lot of people step up. What can I do? What do you need? Just let me know. And I love that about the Metroplex. I really do.
Have you noticed an increase in people who wanted to help you, like maybe be a volunteer or work on the staff, or if they had any background in therapy, or was it more of a challenge where you might have lost some people?
No, we've had a lot of people want to step up. Of course, you know, because we were safer at home,
mm-hmm.
work at home, shelter in place, however you want to refer to it, we didn't have as many opportunities for in-person volunteering. But that doesn't mean we didn't have volunteers. So, for instance, every year we have a holiday party called Operation Santa, okay? Now, imagine a party with 400 guests under about 4 feet tall. That is Operation Santa. We usually have 400 children at this event, along with about 400 adults.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity for many of our children to attend a holiday party. Because of their sensory issues, they're not comfortable with large crowds or all the lights and everything going on. Sometimes it's even too much for our children just to go and have a picture with Santa at the mall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to put on this holiday party. We have activities and crafts and snacks. And they're all designed for kids with developmental differences and delays. And they all have a chance to see Santa. And every child who comes, including their siblings, receive a gift that is age appropriate. So, of course, we couldn't do anything in person. We thought, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And we had a drive-through event.
Oh, there you go, like the birthday parties.
Yes, and like, you know, the state fair. Has
right.
Event. Yes, so that's what we did. And, you know, we put a call out, you know, for gifts. And I think we received more gifts this year than I know for sure, than the previous year. I mean, every child who came got a gift. And I mentioned their siblings, too.
Wow.
First United Methodist Church of Richardson allowed us to use their big parking lot.
Nice.
And so we had volunteers there. We had Reliant helped sponsor the event. And so people drove through. They got to have a picture with Santa. So Santa would, like, stand away from the car and take a selfie on the cell. They could take it on their cell phone. And there were little sensory toys, and they just drove through and went from station to station to station. We had a dance troupe that provided entertainment. It was great. We had this big bubble bus that just shoots out all kinds of bubbles, like, you know,
yeah,
soap bubbles.
Right.
Everybody had a great time. So it was a different party, but we were still able to have that for our children, and that was a lot of fun. But it took a lot of volunteers from the community to pull that off.
You know, it's amazing sometimes when you think outside the box. And by the way, this will, all the things that have happened in the last calendar year because of the pandemic, it's making people not only creative, but they're like, I remember where I was, or we were able to do this. And it makes you feel proud of what you were able to accomplish through the adversity, right?
Right. Exactly. So we also know that we will continue to, even when we're all back in person, and mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, you hate to say life back to normal because we're not really sure. As to do, but even when we're.
But that's the goal, right? The goal.
Right. But we will always, we have decided we will keep teletherapy as just one of the ways that we offer therapy to children.
Nice.
We have, you know, worked with it. That's still going to be an option for us. So, yeah.
That's all, you know, life is all about options to me. And we're talking about the adversity. I got to mm-hmm. ask you about this because it affected so many people. Last month when the Arctic front came to Texas and the power outages happened, how did that affect the Warren Center? Did you get through it all right? Were there any situations you had to overcome?
Well, our physical offices were fine. So we, you know, we didn't end up with any pipes or anything like that. But as you can imagine, a lot of our staff were dealing with rolling power outages, as were our clients. You know, you can't exactly do teletherapy if you don't have electricity at your house. So we adjusted, and everybody did whatever they needed to do. If we needed to reschedule a session, et cetera, it was kind of that was an interesting week.
Oh, yeah.
It really was.
And I bet you had phone calls and it was cold and you just had to, you know, thank goodness that you didn't have some of the situations that a lot of other different organizations had to deal with, right?
Oh, my gosh. We are so fortunate that, like I said, our offices didn't have any physical damage to them. You know, my heart just broke when I saw about the Genesis shelters. That affected so many people because, you know, their home, the place mm-hmm. they were living, they had to move out of that.
Right.
But I understand that, again, the generous community that is the Metroplex stepped up and help provide for all of those women, children, and families.
Now, you mentioned this generous community of Dallas-Fort Worth, all of North Texas, and there's, you know, hundreds across the country that are the same. But, you know, a lot of people, when they think about their families or other families who have kids with needs, they don't know the positive impact it can have in a community when you help a child with special needs, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, for those people who love statistics, so that every dollar invested in an early childhood intervention, say the savings range from $2.15 to $17 in the years ahead. Again, the earlier, the better for early childhood intervention. So, and just think about it. You're giving a child a chance to learn to walk, to learn to talk, to be able to say to that parent or grandparent or family member, I love you for the very first time. To see the eyes of a child when they're able to use that piece of chalk to draw a picture.
Mm-hmm.
When they're able to learn to button their own shirt, that sense of accomplishment and the sparkle in their eyes, it's just, it's amazing.
How old are the kids that you you work with? Is there an age limit?
Yes, it's birth. So our early childhood intervention program serves children from birth to just before their third birthday. And then our clinic therapy services serves children. We enroll children between the ages of 3 and 5 and work with them up until the day before their 8th birthday if they need our services. And then part of that is also helping the parents transition to the services that are available through the school districts.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with a lot of the districts. But we work with children ages birth through 8, essentially.
We're talking again with Leslie Clay, Vice President of Development at the Warren Center. And you mentioned the schools and the school districts. Sometimes parents will get a phone call from the guidance mm-hmm. office, and they want to have a conversation about maybe some learning disabilities with the kids. Is that sometimes how the school districts may reach out with you guys to help set up a program?
Yes. We get lots of referrals from the school districts, from pediatrician's office. Some people just find us by doing a Google search,
mm-hmm.
or word of mouth. So people find us all kinds of ways. And if you have a question about your child and you're just not real sure, reach out to us. Visit our website, as I mentioned earlier, thewarrencenter.org. Call our offices. We'll be able to talk to you. And don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Don't be concerned. You don't even have to have a doctor referral to get an evaluation. So don't wait. That's what we tell parents. Don't wait. Sometimes your gut's telling you something. Go ahead and call us.
Yeah.
Reach out.
And sometimes you could be surprised in a different way. I'll tell you a quick little story here. We have some friends, and their son was a little bit different. His name is Wilson. And Wilson was a little bit different, and they knew he was a little bit different, but they didn't know exactly what it was. And they actually reached out to some people to find out. They found out that Wilson was a genius.
Yes.
Sometimes you can find out that your kid is actually smarter than the average kid.
Well, our whole goal is to help every child reach their full potential, whatever that might be. And that we just want to be able to do what is best for this child and this family.
Do you ever work with kids that are dyslexic?
You caught me there. Don't put this on me.
No. Just if you know, you know. You don't.
I think we do.
You probably do, and you probably find out that that's what the issue is.
It can be a lot of different things.
Sure,
yeah.
And that's why people get the testing. And again, it's their kids, and the kids are so important to us all. I also know that this past year, there's been a lot of challenges for some family because they were at home, and because they were home a lot, they didn't know how much they either liked each other or did not like each other enough. You know what I'm saying? It's like they were all in one room or they were all in one little bitty house. Did you encounter some of that situations with some of your clients?
You know, I'm not real sure. I would have to think so, but I don't know for sure.
Right. I'm just glad that you guys were able to come up with some of the ways to overcome things. Like you mentioned some of the clients didn't even have the access to the tablets and how some of your partners came through. Can you talk about any of those other situations where the partners came through because you needed to make a phone call because the clients and the families needed their help?
Oh, well, yes. You're reaching out to the food banks.
Yes.
The area food banks.
Right.
That's a biggie because, you know, if you're hungry, it's real hard to concentrate on anything else. Diapers galore, you know. Diapers are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So there's just all kinds of instances. I know they were telling me about somebody needed a copy of a birth certificate, and we were able to, and this was early on.
How were you able to track down a birth certificate?
Well, they needed some help requesting it.
Ah.
And so with a lot of the governmental offices closed, It was hard. I know that was one of the things that they said that they had helped with was help a client be able to get a copy of a birth certificate that they needed.
It's just amazing. Like I said, you've become more than just, you know, a therapist. The Warren Center is like friends and helpmates with the families. And have you ever had any follow-up where, like, you know, some kids you were working with, you found out about them years later, or they got back to you years later and showed you some of the results of the work you've done?
Oh, sure. We actually had from what I understand, I've been at the Warren Center not quite 2 years, but from what I understand, we had one of our clients as a child, eventually serve on our board of directors.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a major story of success.
Yes, and then we had one of our clients, a young boy, I think he's about 10 now, if I remember correctly, but he came up in Christmas of 2019, and he had a wallet with him. And he said, I'm here to make a donation. I said, well, okay. And his, you know, he received an allowance. And his parents had the policy that, okay, part of it, you know, X amount is for donating, X amount is for needs, and X amount is for something you want. And he had saved his donate money out of his allowance and brought it to us at the Warren Center. He said, because y'all helped me, and I want you to be able to help other children like me. And so he was taking his $1 bills out of his wallet. Hmm. It was the greatest thing to see, you know, a child that we had helped, even at the tender age of 10, want to help other children. That's just one of my favorite stories, was seeing him pull out that wallet and start counting out those $1 bills that he had saved out of his allowance.
That is so amazing. Again, we cannot thank you enough for joining us, Leslie. Can you talk again about how people can find the website and if they wanted to make a donation?
Oh, well, hey, my favorite thing, donation.
Here we go.
You know what? Without our donors, we would not be able to do the work that we do. So our donors and supporters make what we do possible. So I have to give them all a shout out. But if you want to learn more about the Warren Center, thewarrencenter.org, that's thewarrencenter.org. And you can learn more about our services. We have one thing that we did during COVID is we really ramped up our resources page for things for families, where they could get services, virtual field trips, articles about different disabilities and delays. All of that's on our website. You can donate. A $25 donation helps a child receive an hour of therapy. And we also, we've got volunteer opportunities, but learn about us all, or you can call our offices at 972-490-9055.
Leslie, you guys are amazing. We got to do this again.
Just, you know what? Just give us a holler anytime. We really appreciate it. We thank you for taking the time to help people learn about the Warren Center.
All right. That's Ms. Leslie Clay, Vice President of Development for the Warren Center. I'm Chris Arnold of 105 Be The Fan. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week as we focus on other organizations doing great things in our community right here on Better Living.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.